Last week we said that powers learned the incentives and the threats. Threat: intense, ultra-low frequency radio wave targeted weaponry that deliver an enhanced wave stream. We're not talking about the frequencies that go to your radio, okay? And these ultra-low frequencies cause serious physical distress, and over time may lead you to believe you must be suffering from some rare disease. Voila, you disappear into self-care. And by the way, where are the congressional hearings on weapons that can be used secretly, i.e. invisibly, and domestically at that? DARPA doesn't deny these weapons exist. When, as Miklos said, it is secrecy in killing that is so devastating to any pretense of fairness. No one's talking about the totalitarian effect of being able to kill or disable in secret. And this was reiterated over and over by Miklos. How long has his work been out there, denied us, denied our considering his key messages to us? He knew this insanity would repeat it if we didn't confront it openly, forcefully engage with the reality of how deeply embedded it is in the system of rule that we've allowed to take over our world. Youth, if you're experiencing the nausea, the ear ringing, the mucus buildup, although this voluminous, clear mucus associated with extreme head pressure just started this year. Before that, there was this itchiness in various places, not all at the same time, thankfully. It seemed to like migrate around my body. Legs, eyes primarily, other places. I recall reading a while back in a popcorn news summary mag, I think it was The Week, that the military or its research arm experimented with this low frequency wave weaponry on cats, causing them to lick themselves uncontrollably. And I'm sure that gave these abandoned children quite a laugh. So there's this pressure in head and chest and shortness of breath. So pool your information. If you are in fact, because we talked in recent shows about this issue of weeding out the disobedient. And we aren't talking about what it means for them to have this technology combined with the objective of weeding out dissent, literally. You know, people wonder, well, why does the Israeli state kill babies, kill children? All states do this. Recognize that if it saves energy, it's energy efficient. You know, this is how these folks think. So parents out there, if you want to protect your rowdy youth, you know, if you don't want them to become targets, let's start talking about this, because these states have this power. And if we are living in a fantasy world, if we don't think they are using it for their purposes, that's what power is. That's what it means. It means we don't want no challenges. We don't want no back talk from the hired help. Please go back to what we tell you to do. That's what power means. So we have to start having authentic discussions about this, not the pap we get on the airwaves, which is designed to get us to give them our allegiance, to shift from the earth to them, our sense of who we owe for our existence. So share your knowledge. Share your experience with palliatives. And as long as it's food from the earth and organic, then try them to facilitate your body's healing. It's not easy, but we must do it. Not fun, but it must be done because the alternative is too hideous.